One of the great paradoxes in life is that the richer we become, all too often the unhappier we become. Rich on the outside, perhaps, but poor on the inside. Money, as they say, ain't everything. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Have you ever asked yourself, why did God send Jesus, his son, to this earth? I mean, what was the point? Of course, one reason was so that Jesus could die on the cross to pay for our sins, so that by faith in him, we could have a new life, an eternal life. Well, as if that's not enough. But Jesus actually told us five other things that were part of his mission. One of them was to bring good news for the poor. Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Now, it doesn't matter who you are or how much you earn, we've all thought to ourselves, if only I had just a bit more money, then I'd be happy, right? And yet it's not always possible to get that little bit more. For almost two-thirds of the world's population, it's not even possible to put enough food on the table. But even for those who have more than enough, you can be rich on the outside, yet still poor on the inside. Jesus is the bread of life. He is your eternal life, and that's good news, no matter who you are. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. That's God's word, fresh for you today. The thing I've noticed about God is that he wants to speak that good news into our lives in the most powerful, the most loving, the most personal way. He wants the best for you and for me. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching from God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.